The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings, it's Moose, it's Breezy, 62 for the high today, we'll take it, and then tomorrow, 75 degrees. I don't know what's going on, but not too bad for November 4th. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. Don't forget, winning is easy. You can download that free Odyssey app, listen for an hour each day to PXY Mornings or 98PXY for your chance at $5,000.
Love it.
And this national contest, it's that easy, just make sure you listen to win. Some of you might remember a couple weeks ago, my debit card was stolen here at work. I left my wallet in my backpack at my desk, like I always do. And it was, I think it was 2 weeks ago today. I left the radio station. I opened up my wallet. My debit card's gone. And you know me, I'm very type A. So everything has a place. I know where everything is at all times. I've never lost my wallet. I've never lost my keys. I know where everything is. And so obviously this was very alarming to me. So I go home, I check everywhere, even though I know for a fact it's not there because I just had it the night before. Nope, gone. Well, I go on the air, I wreak havoc because it's got to be
starts accusing our intern, poor intern.
That's not true. Hannah, I didn't accuse you. At least to your face, I did not. So I go on the air and I'm talking about this because it's someone in the building. And I promised I would get to the bottom of this. So I walk upstairs directly to our general manager's office. I said, Sue, there is a thief in the building at Odyssey Rochester. Someone stole my debit card. She says, what?
She's like, not possible.
She gets on the phone with our engineer. Then she calls our program director, Mike Danger. And she makes Derek, our engineer, go through all the security footage of who came in and out of the building during that specific time. And he calls me. He goes, Moose, I can't find anything sketchy that took place. Nobody suspicious was here. I said, Derek, there's a thief in the building. Figure it out. So
and
then
I was like, I don't think anybody here would steal your card. You're like, no, it's somebody. There's no way.
There's no way.
And I was like, I don't even, people don't even know you like have a debit card, honestly. Like,
I'm like,
people don't even have money.
But there could have been anybody. In the last month, we've had painters, electricians, people coming in and out doing construction. I could be anyone.
Not at 6 a.m.
So now I leave my backpack right here down by my legs where I can see it at all times. It's got my keys, my wallet in it, what have you. Let me tell you something. I was pissed for about 48 hours. I had to close out my debit card. You remember.
Yeah.
The bank issued me a new one.
Which is a blessing and a curse because now you don't have to get charged for things you've been trying to cancel for years.
The gym. And so it's a pain in the ass when you have to do that. I had to like connect my card to everything new. When are we at? Today's Monday. So Friday, I get a call and it's my landlord. She goes, hey, Moose, hey, I just want to give you a heads up. Someone found your debit card in the dryer. act like, no, no, that can't be. I said, are you sure it's mine? It's got your full name on it. I said, ooh, this is going to be a bad look.
Yeah, this is why you...
I couldn't believe it, Breeze.
This is why I can't deal with you type A people, because you're like, I am just for sure. I would bet my entire life on it. It's always in a place. I'm like, it's not always in a place.
How could it have possibly gotten in the dryer? There's no way. It's always in my wallet. I didn't put my wallet in the wash machine. The only thing that
you're
I
can... probably ordering Domino's.
No, listen, the only thing I can think of is somebody here stole it, they panicked, they tried to get it back to me, and it ended up in the dryer. Like,
right.
All these true crime documentaries I've been watching for the last 20 years of my life, it's very possible.
So someone accusatory. Someone
tried to cover their tracks.
So accusatory.
How it ended up in the dryer, I don't know. And I said, thank you for finding it. This is truly a mystery. I need you to cut it up for me and throw it out.
You gotta take some responsibility at some point. You gotta do it.
I know I'm in denial.
Still pointing the fingers.
I just don't know how this could have possibly happened. I can't wrap my head around.
Your far-fetched, like, accusatory tone towards our intern Hannah, our intern Jackie, the random painters that haven't been in 3 months. Like, it's just, it's too much. And you, like... You're over here convincing everyone. You're like, yeah, we work with dirty people and we work with people who are dishonest. And I'm like, oh my God, maybe we do. And then I'm questioning, like, did I do it? I wasn't even upstairs today. Like, I don't even know.
That's a possibility. You could have actually maybe done it and didn't even realize it.
I know, maybe I was sleepwalking. But you know what? I'm glad that you found it, because I thought for a second there's this, I don't know if you ever use Twitter anymore, but recently there's been a lot of people just posting others full card numbers with the expiration and the CVV so on the back. So.
I think who mentioned that? I think it was our boss last week that mentioned that. What's happened? A bunch of debit cards were stolen, and then they just posted the numbers and it goes online.
Yeah, they just put it on Twitter, and they're like, this one works, and then they all just like order things. It's so strange. But anyways, Twitter's a toxic place, so we don't use it.
No, I don't really use it that much. And then I thought, oh man, do I have to apologize to our engineer? Because this is just a simple mistake.
We know that our engineer has so much on his plate. The last thing he wants to do is be fisting through footage for you of something that never happened.
Not only did he have to go through the security cam footage, because you know the beef that Derek and I have had over the last year.
Right.
They made him go in to the system and check every single person who used their key fob to come in and out during a specific time. It like took up a majority of his afternoon.
You were just like placing an order on TikTok Shop and you needed your card and you just put it in your back pocket.
I don't know. I've never done that. I've never taken my debit card out of my wallet and put it in my pocket. I'm like, am I losing my mind? How the hell did it get in the dryer?
Well, we do need to take into consideration, you did tell a story 2 or 3 weeks ago about you spending nearly 3 hours to get a water stain out of your hardwood, and it was just a shadow, so. Not the early onset Alzheimer's.
I'm losing my mind. I'm actually very concerned.
No, same.
I'm very concerned. Is it me? I don't probably.
It is
not.
You.
I don't think so.
There's nobody else involved. I know you want everyone else involved. Nobody's here. Nobody's in this. It's just you. You and our engineer and our GM. She comes in once a year and she had to deal with that. Jeez, come on.
I'm sure she appreciates
golly.
That. This is like. Well, anyways, guys, I just wanted to give you a heads up. I'm going to get to the bottom of this, okay? So whoever took it, they will pay the price.
Your brain is a scary place.
It sure is.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Miles Smith on PXY Mornings. All right, guys, here's the deal. Early voting in New York State wrapped up last night. And with Election Day tomorrow, Monroe County is expecting to break a record. Numbers are in, far exceeding 2020's early voting numbers by up to 20,000 voters. So, however, the board says their work is far from over. I mean, because with Election Day tomorrow, they're prepared for a very busy day with hundreds of thousands of voters expected to come to polling sites across the country.
Mm-hmm.
We should probably end up with around 130,000 voters for early voting this year. It's never been that high.
That's insane.
This will exceed 2020 by 15 or 20,000 voters. Even with 130,000 voters voting early, there's over 220,000 more voters that are going to be voting on election day tomorrow. So now they'll be voting in 215 separate polling sites. So the impact in each polling site will be less, but it's still going to be a very busy day. According to the Board of Elections, nearly 500,000 people are registered to vote in Monroe County this year. That's the most registered voters in the county's history.
Interesting.
And it goes to show you, yeah, people do want their voices heard, especially this election. For the first time ever, the county will issue a robocall to those voters with a phone number on record. I mean, that call you most likely already received, which contained a quick message with important deadline information.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of us have been receiving 100 political text messages a day. So I'm looking forward to those ending. But the deadline to vote is tomorrow. Who is it going to be? Donald J. Trump? Kamala Harris? We don't know, but do your part. And we talked about this earlier at 810. Breezy brought up a good point. So many people today are experiencing voting anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
It's an anxious time.
Whether it be like who's going to win or just like how to fill out the actual ballot itself. It ranges from all of it. And a lot of people don't even realize you have to vote on the back as well.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
For other things that are just specifically catered to New York State, so don't forget to do that tomorrow if you're voting.
Yeah.
Listen, I was in Boston this weekend, which was a good distraction from the voting anxiety because, just get away, nice little weekend getaway. But I will tell you one thing. There is never a dull moment when it comes to traveling with me. There's never not a story to be told. And the story I'm about to tell you impacts not only me, not only you, but our station as a whole.
She doesn't chase the drama, ladies and gentlemen. The drama chases her.
It sure does. We'll tell you all about that coming up next.
98 PXY.
PXY mornings, Moose, Breezy. We always like to say anytime Breezy takes a trip, I don't care where she's going. But even this weekend, one of the questions I got asked by somebody is like, how come there's always drama when Breezy goes away? Says so just, you know.
How come there's always drama when Breezy does anything? That should be the But like, question.
It's like she says, she doesn't chase the drama chases her.
I can't help that. That's not my call. You know what I mean? So over the weekend, went to Boston and my girlfriend was like, let's drive to Boston. And I was like, I'm not driving to Boston. I'm not driving 6 hours one way.
It's not too bad of a drive.
I'm so good.
You could take the scenic route.
It is so boring. No, it's so straight. It's so boring. It's just 90 the entire way. I hate it.
You want to talk about a boring drive?
It.
I had to drive through Wisconsin. Oh, that was painful.
So I was like, we're not driving. We're flying. She's like, we all know I'd be the one driving, but whatever. So I made us fly to Buffalo.
45-minute flight?
So. Yeah, it was quick. So we flew. It was great. Got there, and we stayed with her best friend from high school.
First time meeting.
Her and her boyfriend had a great place. Very, very, very hospitable.
I love that.
Great hospitality. Amazing.
fresh towels.
Literally. She had fresh donuts made for us. I was like, honestly, Sly. So we get there and they were like, oh, well, we have to work. So we had a whole day to ourselves just to explore. We went to the aquarium there. We went to Quincy Market. We did all the things.
Right? I saw you guys were dabbling in some beer tasting.
Absolutely.
That a girl.
I mean, not me. I don't drink beer, but you know how it goes.
Silly me.
So we spent the whole day exploring, and then we went and got a lobster roll. It was iconic. And then we were like, let's go back and to their place, get ready for dinner, because we had a dinner reservation with them after they worked all day. So my girlfriend orders an Uber, and in Boston, it's hard to get an Uber because all the streets are one way, so you have to meet like at an alternative like location for them to be able to pick you up. Obviously, if you're not from the area, you don't really know the streets that well. So she orders it, and it had our drop-off pickup location maybe like 3 blocks from where we were. So we're trying to navigate exactly where we're going, and my girlfriend's losing it because she's overstimulated. There's a lot of sirens. She can't figure out where the map's going. The dot keeps moving. Like it, she was like, I can't do this. And I was like, okay, I'll figure it out, whatever.
I wish I was overstimulated.
So we get a call from our Uber driver, and he's like, hey, like, are you coming? Because he had been waiting there for a minute. And I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, we're coming. Like,
two girls getting ready.
I thought he was going to cancel on us. We're trying to navigate the streets of Boston. We can't figure it out. Like,
it's a patient man right there.
So we roll up and we spot our Uber driver, and he's out of the car stretching.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, okay, hi. Like, never seen that before. He's like, sorry.
He was waiting a long time, probably.
I was just stretching. He's Scottish.
Are you sure, or Australian?
And I'm like, okay, like,
because you've confused the two before.
I know. I don't know accents at all. I hate them. But anyways, he's standing outside. He's stretching and coughing. And I'm like,
stretching and coughing?
Coughing. Having a coughing fit.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, do you have COVID?
Right.
With sore muscles? Like, what's happening here? So he's like, you're lucky I didn't cancel on you, because I've been waiting so long. And I'm like,
oh, now you just went into an English accent.
I have no idea what it was. Anyways, he had an accent. So I'm like, okay, thank you. So we're chatting. And he's like, where are you from? And we're like, New York. And he's like, oh, whereabouts in New York? Whenever you tell someone that, they're like, I love Times Square.
Love the city.
I love Central Park. It's like, no. I'm like, oh, we live upstate. He's like, well, where? And I was like, Rochester. He's like, oh my God, I just moved here from Rochester back in May.
No kidding.
And I was like, what?
From Rochester to Boston.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, yeah, I lived in Copse Hill. I was like, okay, random. He's like, I was a professor at Brockport and all this stuff.
Oh, small world.
I was like, so crazy. So we're chatting. And he's like, what do you do for work? And I was like, well, I'm a radio host. He's like, what station? And I was like, 98 PXY. I'm the morning show host. He was like, oh, I listen to you every morning when I lived in Rochester. He was like, I listened to you for literally 5 years. Like, I know you got a new co-host recently and blah, 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 blah. And
sure.
He started reciting like bits I did back in like 2021.
Oh, yeah. People don't forget.
And I was like, oh my, he's like, my wife and I would come home every night and like talk about what you guys talked about on the radio.
Oh my God, that's so random.
Like, what? He's like, I'm like a huge fan.
So all of a sudden, you didn't care anymore that he had COVID.
No, I was like, oh my God, great. I started kissing him on the mouth. I was like, wait, what? He's like, can we get a selfie when we park? And I was like,
oh, you guys sent it to his wife.
Sure. So he's like fangirling. I'm in Massachusetts. Like, there's just simply no way. And I went to Boston back in July. Same thing happened. Not like a fan or of the show, but
right.
I was on the street and this girl was like, hey, I know you. And I was like, what? I'm in a completely different state. She's like, we go to the gym together. We go to the same gym. And I'm like, oh my God, so random, right? So this is the second time I've been in a different state where I've been recognized. And I was like, what are the literal chances this world is so big yet so small? I'm in Massachusetts, nowhere near my home state, and in a completely different city. And this guy's like, oh yeah, I listen to your morning show all the time.
Yeah, it's a big world, but it's so small. And I told you, like,
he could have canceled.
He could have
easily canceled on us.
Why do you think the reason you met him?
I don't
don't
why
know.
Why did the universe connect you to?
I don't know, but it was so crazy. So shout out Alexander. I'll post the photo of us. No, literally, he kind of slays. He's kind of like a vibe.
I told you when I was in Vegas for my 40th birthday, I was at the most random French restaurant. We're sitting at a bar, day drinking, mm-hmm. as one would do when you're in Las Vegas. And I'm sitting next to a girl and her mom, and they look over at me, and they're like, are you Moose? I'm like, wow, no way. I was like, who are you? And they're like, oh, we live right off Park Ave. We listen to the show in the morning. We're here to go see Adele. And oh, I'm like, God. Oh, Adele. Breezy wanted so badly to go see Adele. So I took photos with them and everything, but so random to be on the other side of the country, and you're sitting next to two people who live 5 minutes from you. It's so odd, but it's so exciting when that type of thing happens too.
So he followed me on Instagram. So I started looking at all of his stuff. He posts about walking down Park Ave with his dog. Just so weird.
Did you ask him where he's originally from with the accent? No, you didn't, because it was all about you. Right. Of course.
I sent you the picture of him. He's swaggy.
You did?
He's swaggy.
Look, let me take a look at what this guy is. Oh, he's exactly what I thought he was going to look like. He's got the camo pants, the tattoo.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, I was obsessed.
Oh, and he's wearing a fanny pack.
Yeah.
That's my guy right there. I've been trying to bring the fanny back since 2021.
It's been back.
No, it hasn't.
Very, very much back.
No, I'm bringing
the
it back.
The fanny pack?
Yeah.
Are you high?
No guys wear fanny packs anymore.
Every guy wears a fanny pack.
No, they
Where
wear,
have you been?
They wear like a
sling bag.
That's not a fanny pack.
Yes, it is.
This is the pouch right above your crotch, right around the waist. Mm. Most of these guys are wearing that little tiny wallet strap around their chest. That's not a fanny pack.
It's Lulu.
What do you call that? Like a merce? That's what that is.
It's not, because girls wear it too.
I'm bringing back the fanny pack, you guys. You just wait and see. I got one coming through Amazon right now. It's pleather.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.